Back here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines with the Pellet Christian Girls Sprint Medley Relay Squad, or three of the four members here after a fifth-place finish. And Meredith Van Wyk, we'll start off with you, coming into this race. Didn't necessarily know exactly what the lineup was going to look like, right? But a fifth-place finish is still a really solid start to the Drake Relays for Pellet Christian.
Right. I mean, I was just excited finding out. Yesterday, I found out I was going to run this race, and I was like, this is amazing. So it's just good to be back on the track. And it just felt awesome to be on the Blue Oval. It's really a blessing, and we take it for granted, but we're so grateful.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you, too, because last time you were here a couple weeks ago, it didn't end the way that you had hoped for, too, to kind of come back up here, especially, as you mentioned, just get back on the track and running again. You know, how good did it feel to kind of conquer that demon as well?
Right. I mean, I walked onto the curb, and it was like, oh, my goodness, it feels like just yesterday I was limping off this corner. It's all God's healing that I can be back just 2 weeks later. It feels like it was so soon, or like it was so close, but it's been a hot minute, and God has done a lot of healing, and I feel so grateful.
That is always a great thing. And Amaya, as we mentioned, a fifth-place finish here for the Eagles at the Drake Relays, and always exciting when you come up here and run well against the best programs in the state.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know what to expect, but I love these girls, and I'm grateful for every opportunity, no matter the highs and lows. We have such a supporting community and girls that are willing to really work hard. And so just coming here and placing fifth, like you said, is such a blessing, and I'm super grateful to be out here on the Blue Oval again.
And it kind of gives you a little bit of a measure here of what it's going to take come state meet time, right? Everyone's going to be ramping up, trying to get their best effort to get up here, qualify well as well, and I'm sure it just has to feel great to be able to come up here and have this level of success prior to state as well again.
Yeah, no, it's really competitive, and state is also very competitive, so being able to just run against all these amazing girls and athletes is just a blessing, and it's really cool to push our bodies to the extent that God allowed us to do, so yeah.
Absolutely. And Rachel running the 400 today. And, you know, I know that 400s are not necessarily the prototypical thing that we talk about, right? But it's usually 100s, 200s, things of that nature. But a really strong effort here in the 400. What was that like kind of stepping into the Sprint Medley 400 here today?
I mean, yeah, this past weekend I kind of was like, there's some hinting at me running this 400 today with, you know, Bailey not being, just recovering from her injury. And so I kind of prepared myself mentally the whole week, like, yep, you can do this. You know how to run a four. Yeah. The grace of God allowed me to get through that. And it's obviously very rewarding, but I'm so glad I have my teammates here to support me. I could not do it without them.
Well, and you talk about those teammates too. And this is a group that you guys have really, really progressed over the last couple of years as well, and it resulted in, you know, that ultimate prize with that state championship last year as well, and just kind of seeing this group through to this point as well. I mean, having that group that is so close, you know, that have been together here for several years, how much easier does that make things where unexpected races like this happen, where you do have to step in and, you know, just especially with the relay and you got to do the handoffs and things like that, how much easier does that make that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been training with these girls since, you know, seventh grade, so I feel like I know them so well. I feel any, you know, configuration that they put in for a relay. I've ran several times before with that exact same girl, so handoffs are just, they feel super comfortable. They feel super, like we're on the same page for that. And then, yeah, like you said, we've been trained so well. We've been training with each other that when we do get put in these situations, we have each other's backs, and we know, we fully believe in each other that we can do whatever position we're put in.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we'll be talking here in a little bit about the 100 meter, because you did qualify for the finals in that. We'll let you go get some rest as well so that you're ready to go for that. But girls, appreciate the time as always. I wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of the relays.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was the Pellet Christian Sprint Medley Relay team here at the Drake Relays after a fifth-place finish in the girls' Sprint Medley Relay.